וזהו בחינס מה שקוירים ביום הכיפורים אחרי מויס שני בני אהרון. And this will also explain why on the holiest day, on Yom Kippur, the Torah portion that we read in the morning begins speaking about the passing away of the two sons of Aaron HaKohen. Ki ikar hatshuva uslichas avoinois shel Yom HaKippurim hu al yidei zechus shnei bnei Aaron shemesu. Because the main tshuva of Yom Kippur and forgiveness of our sins on Yom Kippur is dependent on the merit of the two sons of Aaron HaKohen who died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. U'kamay shamu Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, Shekol haboiche al misas b'nei Aaron moichlen lo yavoinoisov. Any person who cries over the passing away of the two sons of Aaron HaKohen is forgiven for all of their sins. This is a very powerful statement in the Zohar HaKodesh, and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yom Kippur quotes this Zohar HaKodesh, telling us that when the Baal Koyre is going to read that opening line of the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur morning, a person should try to concentrate, and if at all possible, to be able to shed tears, to cry over the passing away of tzaddikim. Hashem considers this respect and love for tzaddik so important that a person who cries over the loss of tzaddikim, that alone forgives all of their sins. I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld stressed this to all of us, and he would make sure that before the Baal Koyre started reading the Torah, to wait a little in the morning to give people a chance to concentrate and focus on those words that are about to be read. Ki isa b'kisvei ho'arizal b'kama drushim, because the Arizal discusses this in several different discussions in the Shara Gilgulim, shepishnayim shehimshich Eliyahu le'elisha kishebikshoi, that this double light which Eliyahu Navi passed on to his student Elisha Navi, when Elisha Navi asked him, please let me receive double of your spirit, heim soid nafshoi shnei b'nei aroi nodav aviyu, this is the secret of the two souls of the sons of Aaron HaKohen, Nodav and Aviyu, shenis abru bepinchas, which entered into Pinchas, shehu Eliyahu, who is Eliyahu Hanavi, shekine almaisa zimri, and Pinchas was the one who avenged the honor of Hashem. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levroche, explains this a little bit. Vihi no pishnayim. The Arizal says that the word no, pei is 80, nun is 50, is bigematria 130, is two times Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the name of Hashem. Pinchas had his chayim, his life, was from two times Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. He had a double soul. He inherited the souls of Nodav and Aviyu. Pinchas and Eliyahu Navi were known as the Kanoi Eskenosi. They were also known as Kanoi. Pinchas was the tikkun for the Kanois of Nodav and Aviyu.